The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
David Weissman joins me now, writer for Freedom Daily. Hey, David, how are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Doing well. You have an article about Linda Sasour. Linda was the woman who called for a jihad against President Trump. Am I remembering that right?
Yes, you are.
And she's also, tell me more about her. Who is she and where does she come from? I don't know. Some people probably recognize her name. I know there have been other stories recently where she seems like a questionable character.
Yes, when I first learned about her, it was during the Women's March when President Trump had his inauguration. And, of course, you know, with this it's a liberal event, and they turned it into an anti-Trump march instead of actually caring about women's rights. So I did a little bit more search, found out that, you know, she's, you know, quote-unquote Palestinian. She supports Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. And she's been doing a lot of tweets against President Trump, saying lies about the travel ban, which is definitely a must. I mean, you see terrorism throughout the world, and you know you need to have borders, you need to have a secure vetting system. I live in Israel, and I can tell you from all the different kinds of terror attacks that we have in this country, it happens from men, you know, women or children are terrorists. You know, these terrorists are cowards. They use anybody. Anyone to get their agenda across, to hurt people, to force people into Sharia law. And this is what she's doing. And she goes on these platforms where no one challenges her to a debate or her ideology, and she's spreading a lot of incitement.
Yeah, I remember when she, one of the other stories, she was part of the whole Women's March thing, too. You're right. And it became... Part of my problem with her is she's blurring the line. She clearly has an agenda when it comes to jihad and ISIS and extremist views when it comes to Islam. But she's conflating her crazy ideas with things like feminism. But there's a whole disparity when you look at it. If you're at the Women's March and you're somebody that supports some of the things that ISIS does, who clearly does not support women, you got some conflicts there.
Exactly, and there's a phrase that people need to learn about. It's called taqiyya. And you know what that is? It's a term which means it gives Muslims permission to lie to the public to win their hearts and minds, and that's what she is doing. But she's having the left-wing media wrapped around her finger. And it is, you know, and it's enough, you know. Enough is enough, and this has got to stop. This is causing a lot of hatred and division in the United States. And yes, I'm in Israel, but you know, I see all the tweets from you know liberals attacking conservatives just for supporting President and the American way of life. And you're right. I mean, how can you support Sharia and support you know feminism? It's you know you can't do that.